Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to begin today's show by thanking one beautiful young lady in Florida, married to my buddy Andy, and her name is Elise. And I always talk about Andy, but I don't talk about Elise very much. But what a cutie, and what an amazing couple. You know, when you see people together, sometimes you think to yourself, that's the perfect fit. Those guys are the perfect fit. They really are. But I thank Andy a lot, and he is my biggest fan, one of them for sure. I think probably the biggest, even though there are people who argue. But Andy has demonstrated it by going back and listening to other shows. But let me tell you, always when there's a guy like him in the world, such a great spirit and a great soul, you can bet there's a sweetheart behind him, and Elise is that. So I want to give a shout out to her. And of course, all the people that support the show, my Cigar Club people, which Andy is a member of it, and I want to get back down there and see Bob and Kirk and Stu and all the rest of the gang. We got a big year ahead, you know, right now. This is it. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't get any bigger. But before I even get into that, my youngest son is 17, and I was trying to organize my computer, and every time I do it, I see pictures of him as this little kid hanging on daddy's leg and taking a picture, trying to be cool, be like dad. And, of course, he's now spreading his wings, so you know, we got conflicts and all that. Typical teenage stuff, no big deal. But I tell you, when I see those pictures of this little guy that we formed, you know, and all the things and adventures that he's been on and the way he surprises me, he'll walk in the room and Jeopardy's on and he'll yell out an answer before I get there. I'm like, is he really that bright? We were playing this logic game the other day, and I said, hey, here, let's play this game together real quick. And I'm not kidding you. He'd look at it and go, brr, and he'd have the answer while my mind was still thinking about how to, you know, put the logic in it. He was like, oh, it's this answer. And I was like, how are you coming up with that so fast? And I got to tell you, it is amazing to watch your kids grow up and see how they, the things they pick up from you and what they, you know, excel, how they surpass you. It's like when he finally was able to outrun me. He can officially outrun me now. And it's an eye-opening experience. I mean, it's a rite of passage that you have to be happy about as a parent. But what it also tells me is time passes so quickly. I mean, we are days away from the most important election of our lifetime, bar none. The previous Trump victory, by the way, was the last most important election of our lifetime. We thought it was the one where Donald Trump lost. It was the one where Donald Trump won. That interruption of the New World Order and that 4 years of absolute bliss for us and hell for the left is probably the only thing separating us right now from complete and utter devastation. Think about it. Hillary Clinton would have appointed two Supreme Court justices, a host of federal judges. The New World Order would have been in full swing, and we would have gotten Joe Biden, not for 4 years, but for 8 years, because there would have been nothing we could do to interrupt that. Anyway, this next election is the most. I'm telling you, and it isn't, we say this all the time. I remember 2008, it's the most important election because we didn't want Barack Obama. Then in 2012, we got to get rid of him, it's the most important election. No, this is it. We need another interruption of the status quo, and that's what Trump will give us. So we face the same challenges that we did back in 2016. Now, I know and you know that the world has gone to crap. But I rejoice in the notion that we control none of it. Because if you believe in a loving, living God, then you know to put your faith in Him and not in man. But that doesn't mean you ignore reality. Thankfully, many people are waking up. I've been chronicling these people daily, and I'm going to do it again today. I've been telling you the narrative that the left is setting in America, that Trump is hated, black people hate him, women hate him, the LGBT community hate him, etc., is a lie. It is a blatant lie. It is a distortion. The same way we could talk about all the other distortions that I routinely bring up to you and remind you of the lies. If you're following COVID, just for the record, you understand how big it is, how big the conspiracy has been, where they took, you know, Harvard, Yale, Ivy League graduates, PhDs in epidemiology and virology, people who were the biggest experts in their field, and they marginalized them because they were selling a narrative. They literally took these people's livelihoods. They took away grant money. They doxed them. They canceled culture them. And what did we learn? Everything they said was right, and it fell in line with the common sense that God gave you to look at a situation and go, that doesn't smell right. And yet, we're the ones being punished. I don't know about you. I'm sick of it. We're being punished for telling the truth. You tell the truth about vaccines, you lose your ability to do your job. I even talked about this the other day. Not on the show, but on another thing. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin both worked in helping curb the COVID stuff. The medical community ridiculed it. I'm talking about the government, the NIH. Those guys ridiculed it. Oh, you take some horse tranquilizer. You people are crazy. They already knew that it was being used in the very same manner that we're talking about. Then worse than that, they went to doctors and they told them, if you prescribe either of these, you'll lose your license. I had doctors, people telling me where doctors are like, I can't touch it. I'm not touching it. Some of them even got to the point where they were like, how dare you? How dare you want to use that medicine? And I wrote about it the other day because I was talking about the Goldwater Institute's right to life, right to try legislation, which is if you're dying or you think you're dying, you have a right to try. Why can't you have a right to try whatever you want? You know, if someone believes that ivermectin is going to help them, why can't you have a right to try? One of my friends had stage 4 cancer. It was all over her body. She got the goat version of that horse tranquilizer, takes it every day. She says, Kevin, it saved my life. I'm telling you, right to try. But couldn't do it. These people stopped us from doing that stuff. I don't know about you. I'm not ignoring reality anymore. I'm not ignoring that these people are our enemies. They don't want us to find happiness. They don't want us to live up to the Constitution. They will do anything to stop us. This next election is the most important in our lives, and not because it is the next election, because it absolutely is a battle of ideology.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Life is going by so fast. When I get a chance to, and it's always by accident, I have to clean stuff out or whatever. I got file folders. I mean, electronically, I'm a hoarder. I'll just admit it, okay? I mean, I live a pretty pristine life in the real, but in the, in my head and in the way I organize stuff, I'm a hoarder. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I was looking at pictures of my kids, and I was looking at events that I've attended where I met many of you. And a decade or more ago, I've been doing this now 15 years, and it reminded me that time is passing fast. And so it will continue. It's not going to stop for us. And I know, I look at myself especially at the ripe old age that I am, a young age, I should say, I feel like a youngster. I'm still in that mindset of a guy from 20, 30 years ago. I get reminded that I'm not after I hit the weights or kick the bag or do a workout. And I'm sore, I don't recover as fast, but in my mind, I still am. I look at young people that are probably, I could be their grandpa, and I go, look at that old dude, look at that, you know, I feel that way. It doesn't matter how I feel. Time is passing by. We are days away from the most important election of our lifetime. And our job is to stop an election from being a selection again. If we can't defeat leftism in the time of Joey Demento, the clown that sits in the office of the presidency, and the absolute lunatics who support him, then we will never defeat it. And the reason why the devil is so active right now in our lives and trying to disrupt this election cycle is because they understand how important it is to stop Donald Trump. They will demonize that man to the degree that you're going to figure out he's actually a saint compared to them. We're in a time where wrong is right and right is wrong, and people want you to embrace it. It's not illegal immigration. It's migrants. They have just as much of a right to this country as you do. And if you don't believe that, then you're the devil. They want to stop you from speaking freely about things that bother you. Transsexual bathrooms and men pretending to be women and people accepting it. Men who go and trounce women, demoralize women. And we're supposed to go, well, I mean, he thinks he's a woman, so it's okay. And if you say something about it, well, you're a devil, you're evil. You're homophobic, transphobic. They always got something to call you. You're smart. I remind you, folks, we're on a mission. And you are important to that mission. And let me tell you something. Whether you believe it or not, you are making a difference. It seems tiny. Oh, I listen to Kevin's show. What's the big deal? Kevin, you always tell me I'm so hot. I'm such a great thing. I'm all that in the bag of chips. Yeah, fries do go with your shake, with my shake. Yeah. And I'm maybe starting to believe it just a little bit. But keep telling me, Kevin. I don't know what you think, but I'm going to tell you this. You are special. That little click you do is a big click. You vote with your clicks. God forbid you actually get involved. Right now, I'm working with a friend of mine because we want to get this, take the Flick Fest and Spreely, we're going to offer it to the public. You can become investors. And because that's the only way it should be. Everybody should be open to this. If we're going to challenge Hollywood, it's not going to be one guy doing it, little me. It's going to be multiple people wanting to do it. So we're going to be setting this thing up to where you can get small investors in it. And it's way down the road. I challenge you to go look at SPREELY.com, Spreely.com. The Flick Fest, you can go check it out. Go kick the tires. It's wide open for you to go watch a film or two, some shorts, and get an idea of what we're going to do. But we're going to challenge these guys. And this isn't about the election. This is the long-term impact. How do we win things back? We got to be thinking long game. But here's what I want you to remind you. You're important. When you, especially when you vote with your dollars, when you say, Kevin, I'm going to wear that. We have a Trump skeleton with a Trump's hair on it. And the saying on it is because you still want to look cool in the afterlife or something like that. It's hysterical. But in the merchandise we have, we have Trump shoes. We call them kicks in the vernacular. And I said, get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks from Kevin Jackson and go get some leftist butt with these Trump sneakers. Go get this stuff out there. Let it be your message. Maybe you don't want to say something, but somebody will bring it up like, where do you get those shoes? Or what are you wearing? You know, whatever you're wearing, it'll be a conversation piece, but it'll be a conversation starter that you're doing. You're sending a message out that says, I'm not going to be silenced. You make a difference. I don't know how you do it. I don't know what conversations you have. I don't know if you take some of the information I give to you and you put it out there. Whatever mechanism you do it, understand it's important. That little bitty thing is very important in the scheme of things. It's the butterfly effect. All the people who are persecuting Trump are in trouble. All of them. Some of them don't even realize the degree that they're in trouble. We're picking on Fannie Willis right now, but let me tell you, Letitia James is in trouble. Alvin Bragg's in trouble. Jack Smith is in trouble. Joe Biden's in trouble. Christopher Wray and the whole DOJ is in trouble. The FBI's in trouble. All these people are in trouble. And they're worried that you care enough and you're making a difference, and they want to thwart it. They will do everything they can, and I'm going to tell you, everything's on the table. And I've given you enough evidence. I talk about the Michael Rapaports of the world. 50 Cent excoriating the New York mayor for giving money to illegals. You think he's the only one? That black dude in Massachusetts standing in front of cops saying, y'all ain't going to shut me up. I'm a guy here working 40 hours a week, can't even afford to live here. I'm homeless and I can't even use a facility where my tax dollars go. I've given you people talking in the barbershop, black men saying, we want to do legacy. We want legacy investments, legacy finance for our families. We want to be able to raise kids and not worry about the day-to-days of life. We want our businesses to thrive. We don't like Joe Biden. We like Donald Trump. That's not, none of these are outliers. This is the way it is. Joe Biden goes to a place anywhere in the country. He just went and grabbed some drink the other day somewhere in Las Vegas. No mob, no nothing. Nobody around him. Nobody's excited. The person giving him his drink wasn't like, oh, he's so dreamy. You know, nobody cares. Joe Biden has to beg for a crowd. He has to pay for a crowd. Let Donald Trump show up to the same spot and watch what happens. But they will try to convince you that nobody likes Trump. Well, it's funny. You do. I do. Most of the people you know do. But they want you to disbelieve what you actually see and feel. It's palpable. You see it. You sense it. Everywhere you go, you see people in hats, you know, bumper stickers, whatever. They're advertising their like of Trump. You look on the internet and look at anything I'm telling you, and you'll validate it. And yet, you still question. There's nothing to question. We are in the driver's seat. You are important.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Tucker Carlson, the former Fox News host, is revealing that he will soon release an interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This announcement follows Carlson being cited numerous times in Moscow over the weekend. Carlson claims Western news media outlets have been peddling biased propaganda about the war between Russia and Ukraine. He says there is more truth to be told on the matter with Putin. Some Republicans are backing a measure saying former President Trump is not an insurrectionist.
A coalition of Republicans is endorsing a proposal asserting that Donald Trump did not partake in an insurrection.
The biggest danger is the weaponization of government to prevent President Trump from ever being president again.
Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson accused Democrats. The resolution aims to thwart endeavors to disqualify Trump from the presidential ballot. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Never have the left screwed up as much as they have right now. Never. I mean, I don't have to go back through all of history. I can tell you, this is the worst they've screwed up. They put a demented clown in office who undid the great work of a president who will probably go down as one of the, certainly the top three presidents in American history. Donald Trump. Oh, I know, that drives liberals crazy, leftists crazy when they hear that. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The man brave enough to say it. The guy with a pair the size of Alaska, as one guy said, because it's true. But I tell you the truth. I don't have a problem explaining myself. And I'm willing to back it up, verbally or otherwise. We all got to go. You willing to fight? Well, I am. I'm willing to fight for you. If you're too scared, just stand behind me. I got you. Kevin Jackson, again, is who you listen to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. For those of you who want to be part of my warrior team, I want 500 of you to be recurring donors, $20 a month. Gives us $10,000 to work with. I know. What's Kevin going to do with all that money? He's going to go buy himself a Learjet. Yeah, it's not what we need. It's not about money. If it was, I wouldn't be doing this. I think a lot of people know. You know me out there. You know my capabilities. I could have been a contender, but I choose to do this. But I'm not going to do it by myself. And for those of you who have been hardcore, who have helped me along the way, God bless you. Thank you. And I'm going to give you your props. But I'm telling everybody, I don't need to do this. I do it because God touched me on the shoulder and said, this is what I want you to do. And I don't know why I'm making this appeal. I feel like Creflo Dollar preaching on a Sunday. But I ain't asking you to buy me a $51 million airplane. I think we're being reasonable in what we're asking for this team. We need a base because they won't let us grow. If they let us grow, we don't have to do it. And by the way, we earn it. I promise you, go to anybody's shop. And I mean, they may be prettier or cuter, but the products in there are things you can get anywhere. You can get our stuff only at our store. That's it. And it's cool stuff. Designed by me. Maybe I'll even autograph a few. I'm going to get Trump to autograph my shoes. I am. I'm going to get some and we're going to bid on them. And in fact, I'll tell you a little thing we got going. If you're a golfer, one of my buddies he owns golf courses and he's setting up a golf course, wants me to play in a pro-am, and he's getting me a bunch of swag from golfers signed by Tiger, well, actually not Tiger, that's not true, but I know Greg Norman, Mickelson, all those guys on the LIV Tour, they're all signing up, so he's going to give me a bunch of swag. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. We're talking about the time being now. And I want to, I tell you, the left have screwed up. And I want to play a clip, get that clip ready for Newsom. And Newsom is blamed for shoplifting. But what he says to sort of defend himself exposes everything you need to know about Newsom, the left, and why these guys are so easy to beat.
Check it out. The woman says, oh, he's just walking out. He didn't pay for that. I said, well, why are you stopping? She goes, oh, the governor. Sort of got true story. And my mom's great. The governor lowered the threshold. There's no accountability. There's no, I said, it's just not true. And I said, we have the 10th toughest, $950, the 10th toughest in America. She didn't even know what I was talking about. By the way, it's the 10th toughest in America. Look it up. No one gives a damn about
right.
that. And I said, it's just not true. There's still stop. I said, well, we don't stop them because of the governor. And then she goes, she looks at me twice, and then she freaks out. She calls everyone over, wants to take photos. I'm like, no, I'm not taking a photo. We're having a conversation. Where's your manager? How are you blaming the governor? And it was, you know, $380 later. And I was like, why am I spending $380? Everyone can walk the hell right out.
Now, I know my audience is smart enough to realize how many things Gavin Newsom screwed up on. Do you want a campaign commercial, conservatives, Republicans? Here's Gavin Newsom saying, that guy didn't pay for that. I don't know what it was. They don't explain what it was. He says, why didn't you stop him? And she says, because the governor lowered the threshold. The governor, his rules and regulations don't let us stop him. And he goes, that's not true. Then he goes on to brag. He says, we have the 10th toughest in the nation because we let people steal up to $950. That's what he says. He's bragging. Now, if I'd been the teller, I would have said, oh, great. So you're excited that somebody can steal almost $1,000 of a product and walk out of the store, and you're excited because you're the 10th toughest. Why don't you be the first toughest and say, you can't steal anything? Your last time I checked, Governor, theft is bad, right? I think there are statutes on the book for this thing. What is it called? What is it called? That's right, theft. Not that I gave you a hint earlier. He's bragging that he's got the 10th toughest. By the way, he wasn't kidding. When I was looking into this, because I was like, California has raised the threshold from whatever it was to $950. And then I looked, there are places that are worse. But anyway, he says, we don't stop them because of the governor. They don't stop them. Who wants to run the risk of stopping somebody when they've only stolen $949 worth of stuff? It's only going to be a misdemeanor. They're going to slap their hand on the wrist, and that's the end of it. Or maybe you'll get shot. What would the governor say if you got shot trying to stop him? By the way, there are corporations that tell you, don't do anything. And it's kind of a smart move because they're saying, look, it's not your money. We're protected. We've got insurance. So what? The consumer ends up paying more for the billions of dollars that get stolen now. It's now okay to do. But Gavin Newsom didn't stop digging his hole. Here's what he says. Then she looks at me again, and she freaks out. She's like, oh, my gosh, this is the governor. You know, because I'm Mr. Cool. She recognized me. And now she wants to take a photo. I was like, I'm not taking a photo with you, constituent, who's actually giving me feedback about stuff that's involving them. No. I'm not going to take a photo with you. You're not worth it. That's what he says, essentially. And then he says what has to be the most amazing commercial. This is Republicans all over the country should be salivating over this statement. Because here's what he says.
Are you blaming the governor? And it was, you know, $380 later. And I was like, why am I spending $380? Everyone can walk the hell right out.
You heard it right. Why am I spending $380 when you can walk the hell out? Wow. Did he even realize what he said? No, Governor. Why are you spending $949 when you can just walk the hell out? Welcome back. These people have no concept of what they're doing. Three things Gavin Newsom says that would make you go, are you losing your mind? Why didn't you stop him? Because you don't do anything about them. And why $950 is the 10th toughest in America? Why is it? What are you bragging about? She wants to take a photo with him because she's excited. Nope. I'm going to punish you. I'm not taking a photo with you. This is the employee telling the employer, I'm not taking a photo with you. I would have said, get your butt over here, employee, and get you and take your photo with me. Not that I would care. I saw Gavin Newsom in the airport. I think Melissa and I were headed to maybe Costa Rica for our honeymoon. I don't remember. But I saw him in the airport sitting over by himself. I'll give him credit. He was flying commercial, not private, and nobody cared. Nobody cared. I'm not kidding. I think we were at LAX, and he was sitting there, not a soul. He had one person with him, you know, I don't know, staffer or something, and he was any other traveler. Nobody stopping to go, hey, can I get a picture with him? Man, we've got some clips. Should we play what Trump said about Gavin Newsom? Yeah, let's do that.
Now, you said you don't even think that's who you're going to face off in November.
I don't think
so. Is he going to be the nominee?
Personally, I don't think so. With all that I'm saying, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know.
Well, Gavin Newsom's right out of central casting. How about Gavin? How are you going to do up against Gavin Newsom?
I'll tell you what. Because he's so much... He wants to say how wonderful it's doing horribly. His state is doing horribly. You look at the homeless problem. You look at the people that are leaving. You have companies that are leaving. They're all leaving for other locations. I think Gavin's easy because California's a disaster. He has been a horrible governor.
Ain't that the truth? Kevin Leary of Shark Tank, here's what he had to say about Gavin Newsom.
Gavin Newsom, and I mean no disrespect, I like that guy, I've met him personally, I wouldn't let him manage a candy store. He is so clueless to the competition going on between states. I'm an energy investor, I don't put money in California. I go to North Dakota, I go to Virginia, I go to Oklahoma, I go to Texas. They're competing for my money.
O'Leary's right. Yet there are people who want Joe Biden, they want Gavin Newsom, they want these imbeciles that don't understand economics. Their policies are hurting people. And they don't care. They seem to endorse it and condone it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I know the world is crazy, folks, but you are not. When we consider the friendships and the ecosystem that we have built as conservatives, as Christian conservatives, Judeo-Christian conservatives, whatever you may be, I have to believe that that gives you hope. I pray that this show gives you hope of some sort. The sincere joy of knowing that you exist overjoys me. Gives me emotions I can't express. I can't imagine a drug that could get me more high than the friendships I've developed over the years. The people that still keep in contact with me. The sincere care that we give each other. Look, many of us, we haven't seen each other in decades. We've maybe spoken, But we know we're there. There's a sense of who you are. And my brother's a perfect example. My brother thought he was going to die over the holidays. He had COVID, and it was bad. To the point he couldn't answer the phone. I remember being there in the faint idea that, God, is this really my time? I thought we had more work to do. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I am undaunted. There's nothing you can throw in my way that will make me not feel good about what comes next. I'm already planning stuff. One of my buddies, he's in his 80s, Foster. He says, Kevin, you know how you stay young? I said, how's that? He goes, always be planning ahead. Always be looking forward to something. When they look at people for suicide, if you have you're planning your trip to Costa Rica and they find you with a heroin needle or something in your arm, they're like, that ain't him. He was going to Costa Rica. They don't think you're trying to commit suicide when you're planning ahead. We should be planning ahead. You want to know what's going to give us all joy? November of this year, when we put the rightful president back in office, when we gain control, more control of the House and the Senate, when we start seeing our wins. And by the way, don't stop. You got to stop and smell the roses. Don't wait till it gets there. You got to be smelling the roses along the way. You got to stop and smell the roses along the way. Because you do. Don't let it slip away. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. The left, folks, they keep getting ensnared in traps of their own design. They are stirring emotions in the electorate previously thought unreachable by Republicans, unreachable by conservatism. They didn't think we could get to these folks. And I'm going to give you a good example. Stacey Abrams. Well, before we get into her, the example I will give you in terms of us reaching them, I've already talked about many of them, but think about it. Immigration. What has immigration done? It's made people think about it differently. It isn't just about the people. It's about, because before it was, we have to feel sorry for them. We have to do this, that. And then people are like, okay, well, I'll feel sorry for them for a minute. Oh, by the way, we're going to give them $53 million in New York. What? What? Waking people up. Every time they try to prosecute Trump and do something to him, it wakes people up. I told you guys this a while back. What did I say? I'm about to lecture you. What did I say? I said, when black people realize that the Democrats will go after a rich white man, why? Because he's a Republican, they can no longer feel like, oh man, the man is after a brother. They always trying to get a brother. He's a what? He's a what? A white boy? Well, he's a... And he's rich, he's a bit, what? Well, what's wrong with him? Well, he's a Republican. Oh, Lord! So, Republican can trump rich white when it comes to oppression. That's the deal. And I told you, I said, that is such a wake-up call that it's scary to the left because they have to be thinking about this. The same, and they have other evidence. Look at the polling of Biden. Look at all these leftists. Jamie Dimon saying, why are you going after MAGA? Why are you demonizing half the country? Joe Biden did a mea culpa. You know, we've got to, in the words of Abraham Lincoln, we've got to stop oppressing, certain people. He won't say it outright. He will criticize MAGA, but he won't say it outright when he wants to win us back. He talks about reconciliation and how Lincoln did it, how Reagan did it. How God has inspired him to do it. You think Joe Biden's legit about reconciliation? Does he really want to reconcile with us? Or does he just want our votes? Guy's a crook. He should be in prison. His whole family. Forget he's a president. He should be in prison. And so should the first son. I mean, is this not the most... I thought the royal family was an embarrassment to the Brits. Look at our royal Maury family. Fit for Jerry Springer. But I want to move on. I want to talk about Stacey Abrams. It always baffled me how this overweight black chick who has the intellect of a slug, that's what I meant to say. There's no appeal to Stacey Abrams. You know what Stacey Abrams rode? She rode the wave of big is beautiful. Don't talk about big, ugly women. I'm just being honest. I'm being honest. Many of you are thinking it. You're going, what's the deal? What's the appeal? There is none. And so she rose to fame, ran for governor twice in Georgia. She shouldn't even be in politics. She's horrible. She's like all the other. These sisters out here that are leftists, they are the worst of the worst. They are. And so Stacey Abrams rose to fame, and how she did it baffles me. But I'm not surprised that what has happened to her recently happened, because it's the way leftism always ends up. It ends up bankrupt, direct of anything tangible. So this is what's happened to Stacey, a tragic end. Fox News reported this. Fair Fight, the once powerful voter rights group funded by two-time failed gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams in Georgia, is laying off nearly all its staff amid continuing struggles with millions in debt. It's going bankrupt. It's over. Fair Fight. Yeah, because they really want to produce a fair fight. It said Fair Fight, which played a pivotal role in the Democratic victories in the state by helping boost voter turnout, has racked up massive legal bills from court battles pertaining to voting rights. See, let me tell you what the left do. They will go get these fraudulent voter registrations, tip an election. Then somebody will narc on the other person that it was a fraudulent voter registration, and everybody's up in arms over it all of a sudden. That's the problem. Barack Obama, that's how he got elected. Barack Obama did voter registration for a candidate, got her in, then exposed that she had illegal votes and got her out. That's not what Tracy did, Stacey rather. She had a whole different thing, but she's in big trouble personally, but financially she isn't. People called her out. That's why they ended up having big legal bills. They said, as a result, though, 75% of its staff will be cut, which includes slashing its grassroots organizing, voting rights, fundraising and media efforts, as well as cutting back on its use of outside consultants and vendors. And by the way, outside consultants and vendors, you can bet, just like in the vein of these other black leftist thugs, female thugs, Letitia James, Fannie Willis, and the girl that was the prosecutor in Cleveland who was buying property in Florida with PPP funds, all of them are crooks. So you can bet those outside vendors are boyfriends and paramours and family members and all that. Look at Maxine Waters. Is Fair Fight, if they were so effective, why have their donations dried up? This organization, folks, runs like most leftist organizations. Fat, dumb, and happy. Built on getting something for nothing. Fraudulent voter rolls constitute the bulk of their activities. And when they figure out that they've been duping each other, or the leader loses his or her usefulness, they fizzle. Now, as their organizations are going down the tubes, they don't cut back because they're used to government money. They're like, oh, we'll get some money. Go do a fundraiser. Let's throw a little gala. Let's do something. Until finally somebody ends up stealing it. Think about what Fannie, what's-her-face is in trouble. One of her staffers was reporting that you can't be using grant money for this, but they did it anyway. Now, Stacey Abrams was part of the Uniparty that got Governor Kemp to get Trump out of office so Biden could win Georgia. But she hacked somebody off and the donations dried up.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.